The Indy 500 coming up this weekend. It's Robert Wickens joining us, Verizon IndyCar Series driver, Schmidt-Peterson Motorsports. Good morning, Robert.
Morning. How you guys doing?
Doing well. I wonder, the other day we had a Game 7 in the Stanley Cup playoffs, and I wondered, how do guys sleep the night before one of those? How are you going to sleep tomorrow, your first Indy coming up on the weekend?
I'm hoping I'm going to sleep well. To be honest, they have us running pretty ragged here in IndyCar with media and other obligations. So by the time you hit the bed, you're normally so exhausted you just crash.
How did you sleep? I was going to ask how so you sleep. How did you sleep the night before, knowing you were coming on this interview on the top sport? Probably easily.
Probably like
rather easily. Tell us that you're in row six. Tell us about.
Let's just say I've never had a hard time falling asleep.
No, I'm like you, man. It doesn't matter whatever stresses me out. I can go anywhere, anytime. Tell us about your qualifying. Obviously, to be on the sixth row, you're actually behind a couple legends. Marco Andretti's two rows ahead of you. So is Tony, Ryan Hunter-Reay, the row ahead of you. You must have been really happy. Like, does that build confidence depending on where you qualify for a big race?
It does, to be honest. But the big thing is, we were actually having such a good month leading up to qualifying that we were expecting to be further up the grid than we actually were. As you guys might know, motorsports is a pretty technical team sport, and heading into qualifying, we tried to make some improvements to the car that didn't really work properly. So we ultimately didn't get the most out of our qualifying performance, but. You know, that being said, sixth row's not so bad. People have won from there in the past. And, like you said, it's just cool to be a part of this race. I mean, there's so much history. Any race that's been around for over 100 years, it's one that you want to do at some point in your career.
Now, Robert, you had a Monday practice session, and it didn't go very well. You touched the wall and then touched it even harder a little later on. There's another practice session today. You guys get the car rebuilt.
Yeah, I mean, our mechanics are amazing. I mean, to be honest, if the practice was a little bit longer, we probably would have got the car fixed and back on track same day. But because the crash was on Monday and we weren't on scheduled to be back on track again until Friday, they decided, just take our time, make sure that everything's just flawless and perfect because, for the Indy 500, if you want a chance to do well, you have to be perfect the whole way along, and that goes right down to the bones of the car and how it's built, to make sure it's as aerodynamic as possible and as slippery as possible so it doesn't have drag on the straights and stuff. So it's been a great team effort, but unfortunately I gave my guys and girls a little bit more work than they needed.
Now, you got off to such a great start at St. Petersburg. You were leading until the next-to-last lap. Alexander Rossi kind of ruined your day. But since then, you've had a second, a fourth, and a third. Every time I watch one of these races, they keep referring to you, and I guess technically they're right, they keep referring to you as rookie Robert Wickens. I mean, but you've had so much success in Europe driving, German touring cars. Before that, Formula 2, GP3 stuff. I mean, do you feel like a rookie? Do you like being called a rookie?
I think it's weird to be called a rookie. I'm 29 years old. I feel like I'm not young anymore. So I feel like I shouldn't be a rookie. But, I get what they're saying. It is my first year in IndyCar, although... I feel like I have quite a bit of experience, but it doesn't really bother me that much. I just kind of try not to pay attention to it. I mean, even when I joined, I'm not interested in being the 2018 Rookie of the Year. I'm trying to be a 2018 championship contender. So, and that's been my mindset right from the get-go, and I know I have the team to do it. I have the teammate to do it with James Hinchcliffe. And, so far things are going well.
How disappointing that Hinch isn't going to be there, didn't make it.
Man, it sucks. It sucks. I mean, I don't know. That guy's a true professional because he's handling this so well. If it were me, I might have needed a little bit more time to bounce back to professionalism, but he's been just so good through this whole thing. And on Saturday he got bumped out of qualifying, and on Sunday morning, even though he wasn't participating in the second part of qualifying, he was still in the engineering meetings with the team, giving his info, his feedback, his, you know, experience and knowledge to try better the team for the qualifying coming up that day. It just goes to show, you know, how much professional he truly is, because it was a devastating day for everyone and the whole team was upset. And even though, you know, my mechanics don't work on his car, there's just a ripple effect through the entire team, and it affected everyone because we're such a pretty close-knit family at Schmidt-Peterson Motorsports.
Robert Wickens, our guest, he'll race in the Indy 500 on Sunday. You can see it Sunday at noon on Sportsnet 360. Tell us when you first visualized doing this for a career. And it's one thing to visualize. It's another thing to know I might actually get there. We all have dreams and aspirations, and a lot of time we switch those dreams and aspirations. When did you know this would become a reality from being a little boy and watching the Indy 500?
It goes in waves. You know, I definitely, I can almost remember, like, perfectly when I was, I think, like, 6 years old or 8 years old, 7 years old, somewhere around there. And I told my parents that, I know what I want to do for my life. And they're like, oh, okay. I think I was going to do this cute little kid's answer or something, right? And I was like, I want to be a race car driver. And at the time, my parents were like, yeah, okay, Robert, whatever you say, go play with your cars again. Thinking at the time, it was just like this impossible task. Like you're trying to say you want to be an astronaut or go to the moon or, you know, just like this crazy job. But then kept chipping away at it. One thing led to another, and great family support all along. And basically there was times where I thought, you know, I was really going to make it. There was times where it looked pretty grim, where sponsors would fall through. You would get, you know, I've been fired from development programs, so kind of like farm league type stuff for people that might not understand those. And you just think like, well, God, what am I going to do? Because I was kind of in the perfect path to where I needed to go and then just get kicked out of it. No, I mean, it's just been an emotional roller coaster getting to this point, but happy to say that we're here. And, I'm very excited to start my first Indy 500.
Let's talk about the Indy 500 and just your experience. It's your first one. So I just want to know, what was it like your first lap at speed at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway? That had to be almost surreal for you.
Well, I can tell you it's pretty fast. Definitely the fastest I've gone in my career so far. But the big thing is, so these Indy cars, they're designed and they're set up to go over 220 miles an hour. So anything under that, it actually is a little awkward. The car doesn't feel happy. It doesn't feel stuck to the ground, because with the wings on the car, we're actually producing downforce, which is helping the car stick to the surface. But so the faster you go, the more weight and pressure there is on those wings from the wind. So it's kind of like they go hand in hand, where the quicker you go, actually, the more secure the car feels. So going, you know, at the end of the straightaway into turn one here at Indianapolis Motor Speedway, we're doing about 240 miles an hour. And, but you wouldn't know. And also as a driver, we don't really have a speedometer up on our steering wheel on our dashboard, just because it's not really a driving tool that we need to look at. So you don't actually understand that while you're doing it, how fast you're going, until you kind of speak to, you know, people like yourselves. And then you're like, oh my God, like 240 miles an hour is actually pretty fast. But, honestly, it's, these cars are so safe. They're so well engineered and thought out that if I'm way more stressed driving down the 401 or 427 than I am on Indianapolis Motor Speedway going 240 miles an hour.
Ah, you should go home, and we go home like 11 a.m. like or 9:02 a.m. depending on the day. Now tell it. This is not a gotcha question. This is only a win-win for you, and you can come back later and tell us who it is. Is there one driver? And you don't have to name the driver. You know you want to beat. You know you want to finish ahead of Monday. You want to pulverize, lap them. No, you wonder, but you won't say who it. You don't have to say who it is. Just say yes. It's a yes or no.
Oh God, yes.